poem recited, or if I read it on a page. And when I listen to a lyric performed in song upon the stage, when I read great books that matter, or articles that me inform, and when I listen to a lecture that will perhaps my life transform, when my family speaks to me in loving tones that I will cherish, or when a friend addresses me in words I will forever relish, and for a moment I stop and think that all these words I heard or read, and all their various combinations and sentences and pages spread, are made of nothing more than letters, just 26 to be precise, that our familiar English language brought down to us as a device for us to form such words and more, like sentences and stanzas too, and paragraphs and choruses, with verses bright and sometimes blue. Just 26 of those great tools allow us to express our thought, communicate our feelings plus, inform us what this life has taught.